Hello, Catherine Hall, Wales Air Ambulance.
The sun has just come out here at Cardiff. Have you had a busy morning?
Well, not too bad. I've seen about half a dozen of our runners so far.
And why is it important that charities like yourselves are here at a run more than anything?
Oh, well, runs, any sporting activity challenge is excellent for a charity in the UK. And as an All Wales charity, we couldn't fail to be at the Cardiff Half Marathon.
Do you know any supporters, any runners that are running here today?
Yes, we've got 60 specifically raising funds for Air Ambulance that we know about. But in the fullness of time, we'll probably get half that again, have run for us and not told us.
Of course, and why are marathons like this important for charities?
Well, they're very important for charities for raising awareness in the first place. The runners are running in one of our vests, so hopefully that will raise people's awareness. We've got pictures here today of the air ambulance and paramedics. Somebody's come along today to say, oh, I saw it land next door to my house yesterday. So it's really important to help people to get it in their minds that we are a charity.
My name is Caroline Davis. I'm the Community Fundraising Coordinator for Bobarth Children's Therapy Centre. And we treat children with cerebral palsy from all over Wales with the aim of improving their quality of life.
And why is it important that charities like yourself are here at the marathon today?
A lot is just to raise awareness, you know, really raise awareness. People are supporting us. We've got 40 runners here today. So it's just about being, you know, getting the name out here, and we need people to see us really and know who we are and what we do.
Are you a runner yourself? You're not running today.
I'm not.
You've escaped that.
I'm not a runner myself, but we have got the 40 runners doing it on our behalf, which is wonderful.
And has that number increased over the last couple of years?
It has, actually, yeah. I think last year we were about 20 to 25, and this year we're definitely nearing 40. So, yeah, it has improved, and a lot more pushing, and Facebook, Twitter, social media has helped massively. So.
Well, as the sun comes out, I'm sure, and hopefully more people will come and see you today.
I hope so, I know. We're hoping they're all going to come back for some photos and some nibbles later on, so, yeah.
There we go, thank you.
No. My name is Amy White. I'm the local fundraising manager for McMillan Cancer Support. I cover Cardiff, the Vale of Glamorgan and Caerphilly. We have been at the Cardiff Half now for many years, and this is my first year as local fundraising manager, and it's been absolutely brilliant. We've got just shy of 250 runners today, and we're looking to raise around £75,000 from the event today, which is a huge amount. And fundraising has been fantastic so far, so we're pretty sure it's going to be a big, big year for us. We're hoping at being not only having our runners but also having our stand here, we're able to raise a bit of awareness about what McMillan's doing locally. It's kind of my number one priority. And also just to provide that support to our runners. We've got a local fundraising group at the 9 mile point as well, who are going to be cheering people on and getting them through the last couple of miles. So, big event for us.
Were you not roped in to start running as well?
I managed to dodge that question quite well. I've gotten quite good at providing like other support services. I'm not really built for running. I'm pretty good at cheering and providing bottles of water. But I stick to baking.
Just as important, thank you.
Yeah.
My name's Amy and I work for St John Cymru Wales.
And what kind of charity are you?
We're a first aid charity. We provide first aid services in the communities across Wales, and we also teach people first aid so that they might be able to save a life if they need to one day.
And why is it important that charities like yourself are here at the Half Marathon?
We've got 100 volunteers out on the course today, so it's absolutely fantastic that they've been able to provide that support, keeping all the runners safe, making sure that anyone who has an injury will be able to be treated quickly and by somebody who's fully trained. And we've also got 28 runners out on the course who are fundraising for St John Cymru Wales, making sure that we've got the funds available to provide more first aid training, more equipment for our volunteers, and allowing them to look after communities across the country.
And how many times have you been here at the Half Marathon?
This is our second year.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had 10 runners last year, 28 runners this year. So yeah, it's an
improvement. So the number is increasing.
Upwards. Yeah, exactly.
And you've managed to dodge the running today, but somebody needs to be at the stall. Is that the reason why you're not running today?
Yes, it's much more important for me to be here.
There we go. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hi, I'm Barbara Stensland, and I'm volunteering with the MS Society today. I've had MS for 3 years, and as an organisation, we fundraise, we campaign for effective treatments and early diagnosis for MS, and also to support the families and carers of those with MS.
And why is it important that charities like yourselves are here today?
To raise awareness. MS as a condition can be very isolating, so people are here. We've had a lot of people come up with family members who have MS, and we support the families as much as possible with MS.
And how many runners do you have, or are that you're aware of?
We have 68 today.